Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
New Jersey's criminal justice system is going through a seismic shift. The state got rid of cash bail for most defendants on January 1st. That means most nonviolent offenders won't wait around in a jail cell because they can't post bail. Instead, they have a good chance of being released until their trial. Joe Hernandez of Here and Now contributor WHYY reports.
In January and February, the first 2 months after New Jersey all but eliminated cash bail, the state's jail population dropped by 10%. Judge Glenn Grant, the acting administrative director of the courts, says the new approach is working well so far.
As with any rollout of a new system, there are minor tweaks and adjustments. But overall, I think the system has worked as intended.
And it was intended to do two things: keep in jail people who pose a danger to society or who might flee to avoid trial, and let out low-level offenders. Judge Grant says cash bail was meant to address these issues. For example, you could demand higher bail for higher-risk defendants, but it did that in an indirect and arbitrary way.
Now we're no longer arguing about that number. Now we're engaging in an honest conversation as to this individual is a serious risk, and we should pretrial detain that individual, or that person should be released.
A couple years ago, a study found that 12% of inmates in New Jersey jails were there because they couldn't make bail of up to $2,500. But criminal justice advocates worry that the new system may unfairly detain some defendants. With the previous cash bail system, defendants had the chance to get out, even if only theoretically. Their bail might have been a little high, but most people had the ability to go free before trial if they could scrape together enough money. Now,
you're detained until trial or you're otherwise released. There's no ability to get out, and therefore the stakes are higher, and we think, correspondingly, the protections need to be higher.
That's Alexander Shalom with the New Jersey ACLU. He wants to make sure judges have good reasons to confine somebody to jail for what could be months before a trial. And the rules for detention hearings, where defendants can argue against going to jail, have been changing since January. For example, defendants are now entitled to see more of the evidence against them before going in front of a judge. But the other major factor influencing judges' decisions and another major change to the criminal justice system is a computer algorithm. It's called the Public Safety Assessment, and it's a computer-generated score assigned to defendants to show how risky it would be to release them from jail. Here's what it sounds like in a real-life courtroom. This New Jersey judge references the Public Safety Assessment before deciding to release a man before trial.
The Public Safety Assessment literally could not be lower in the scores. It's literally the minimum. And I am going to release Mr. Patterson with the condition of monthly reporting. There are some additional conditions.
But not all defendants are so lucky. Here's the same judge noting a different defendant's criminal history and his likelihood to skip court.
So the court is going to grant the application, and Mr. Fisher will be detained pre-trial.
In January and February, about 900 defendants across the state were confined to jail before their trials. But for the 5,000 who were released, what happens to them? The lowest level offenders are just let go. A majority of defendants have to check in periodically with a case officer in the state's new pretrial services division. And a few have to wear a GPS monitoring bracelet so officials can track their location. Judge Grant says the courts have not collected data on the extent to which defendants are complying with the rules of release. But he's heard that people are eager for the second chance.
I will tell you a little anecdotal comment we got. Some people were calling in weekly when they weren't obligated to call in weekly because they wanted to tell the staff how well they're doing while out on release.
Critics of bail reform, especially those in the bail bonds industry, say it's only a matter of time before a defendant out on release commits a major crime. And officials in the courts concede this is bound to happen too. They just hope that public perception doesn't turn on the new system when it does. For Here and Now, I'm Joe Hernandez.